The Torah tells us in Parashas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Hei, Vayikach Avraham as Sarai Ishto, and Avram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his nephew, and everything as a nevesh asu b'charan, Vayetu Aleches Arzar Kanan. So the Torah tells us Avram took Sarah, and they left their homeland and went to Eretz Yisrael. So there's a famous Meshach Chachma who quotes the Zohar. The Meshach Chachma, quoting the Zohar, says, what does it mean, the pasuk Vayikach Avraham, and Avram took? So the quotes the Zohar that Avram Avinu had Wakachas as Sarah B'dvarim, Kadesha Tovo Imo Eretz Yisrael. That he had to appease his wife, he had to talk nicely to get permission first from Sarah that they could leave. Because you're not allowed to force your wife to leave your hometown and go somewhere else. So therefore, Vayikach Avram, Avram took her with words. So that's the Meshach Chochma based on the Zohar, that he couldn't force Sarah to leave. So the Meshach Chochma asks, what do you mean he couldn't force Sarah to leave? We're all familiar with the famous Mishnah in Ksuvis. The Mishnah tells us in Ksuvis, Shakol kofin la'alos la'eretz Yisrael. That doesn't make a difference, husband and wife, wife or husband. If one wants to move to the land of Israel and the other one doesn't, the one who does not want to move is considered the one responsible for breaking up the marriage. And the nafka mina, the practical difference is whether the husband has to pay a ksuva. If it's the husband's fault for breaking the marriage, then he has to pay a ksuva. He has to pay a certain amount of money. But if it's the wife's fault, it would be exempt. So the Mishnah writes in Ksuvis, it's the one who doesn't want to go is considered breaking up the marriage. So the Meshach Chachma asked, so it's number one, so it's Mashma from here. The Gam is Man Avraham, I said, Oheges Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's Mashma from the Meshach Chachma that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael applied even during his day. Why? Because the Gemara, why does he say that? Because the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, and Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, Nasa Isha V'Shayima Eser Shanim, you live with a woman, a wife, and you don't have a kids for 10 years, Yotze V'Yitein Tzuva. So, you get a divorce, you give her a Tzuva. Bizman Azeh, we'll see whether the halacha applies today. But Bizman HaGemara, if you marry 10 years, you can't have kids, so you give your wife a ksuva. So it says, Alpha Bishain Rayu Ladav, Azechu Ladav, even though it's not an explicit proof, but it's implied. Why? Because the Torah tells us, Bereshis Tezayin Gimel, Miketz Esher Shanim Lashavis Avram Eretz Kanan. That the 10 years that Avraham was, you know, in Eretz Kanaan. L'madacha, we learn now from here, she'ein yeshivas chutzgaritz ola min aminyin. That we see, harei shagam bizman Avram Avinu ha'isa yeshivas chutzgaritz min haminyin mishem mitzvah yishav Eretz Yisrael. So we see the 10 years that they couldn't have kids when they lived in chutzgaritz, that didn't count for the minyan. Implying that, obviously, if there was no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so what's the difference where they were? It must be that even during the time of Avraham, there was a mitzvah of living in Israel, and the 10 years you lived in Chutz Laaretz, you can't count, because you could assume it's the sin of living in Chutz Laaretz that stops you from having kids. So if there is no mitzvah to live in Israel, so there's no problem living in Chutz Laaretz. So therefore, that's the Meshach Chachma. So the Meshach Chachma quotes the Zohar and says, Vayikach Avram. Avram had to convince Sarah with words. He couldn't force her to go leave her hometown and go to Israel. So the Meshach Chachma asks, why not? The Mishnah tells us in Ksuvis HaKol Malak, Shakol Kofin Lalos. You could force your spouse to move to the land of Israel. And the Meshach Chachma is assuming that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael was applied during this time, and therefore, if that's the case, so how come Avram didn't force Sarah? He appeased her. So, but so obviously, you could just say he appeased. It's a good idea anyway to talk nicely to your wife, even if you could force her to do something. But Api Halacha, so the Meshach Chachma answers, so he gives two answers. First answer to the Meshach Chachma is, the Rak Avraham Ayu Mitzuvah Belech Lecha. That when God said Lech Lecha, he just commanded Avram. Umeyacha Vesara Golan Itztavasa, said, Lo Yechol Avram Makofo. So the Meshach Chachma gets a technical answer. Einachinami, if both Avram and Sarah were commanded in going to Eretz Yisrael, then he wouldn't have to force her. But since only Avram was commanded, not Sarah, therefore he wasn't allowed. That's a discussion, but is that true? If the husband has to go, would that be enough? But either way, the Meshach Chachma's first answer is that since only Avram was commanded and not Sarah, therefore he couldn't force Sarah. The second approach of the Meshach Chachma gets into when exactly does the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, when did it actually begin? So the Meshach Chachma answers, the Amnon, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Noageh Bizman Avram. He says, the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael applied even during the time of Avraham Avinu. Achein kozeh rakla, but when? Kozeh rakla achar shakona Avram es ha'aretz behiluk. But he didn't get the land right away. He didn't get the mitzvah right away. It was only after he walked around. Kafisha drasha, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, daf kuf amid aleph. Me'apasuk kum is halak ba'aret. Basically, when Avram walked around, he was kind of kone pechazaka. Ochein, bizman ahu, lo yachol lichvos hasara al kach. The Meshach Chachma's second answer is no. Even Avram Avinu wasn't commanded in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael yet. That was only given later on, and therefore, since the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael didn't apply yet, it didn't apply until later on. So therefore, both Avram wasn't commanded, Sarah wasn't commanded, and therefore, as the Zohar says, "Vayikach Avraham," if you're going to force someone to leave your hometown, it has to be willingly. It can't be forced. So the Meshach Chachma raises an interesting issue regarding this halacha of Akshakol Kofin Lalos Eretz Yisrael. Why is it based on that one spouse could force the other spouse to move to Eretz Yisrael? So it's an interesting machlokas achronim, because in general we know there are two svei dinim, there are two dinim regarding Eretz Yisrael. People use different words, a shame Eretz Yisrael, kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but here we'll just use the words of the Tashbeit and the Maria, the Tashbeit. He says kedusha. So the Tashbeit writes, "So ye shnei dinim bekedushas Eretz Yisrael." The two different laws regarding Eretz Yisrael. One is kedusha lagabi mitzvah satruyas paritz. One is regarding when is the obligation of the mitzvahs which are dependent on the agricultural laws, truma, maaser, shemitah, etc. Or kedushas hashchina, as the Tashbei says, haynu hamailos haruchniyos shel Eretz Yisrael, the mile of living in Eretz Yisrael, as Chazal tell us in Ksuvis, daf kufam and kuf yudam and beis, sheko hador be'Eretz Yisrael domek, someone who lives, sheko hador be'Eretz Yisrael, one who lives in Israel, it's like someone who has a god, and someone who lives in Chutz Laaretz who doesn't have a god, etc. V'amalo sheish b'kvua Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, v'fi zeh yeish gidon im adin shakol malo in Eretz Yisrael sheshanino b'ksuvos. So this halacha in the Mishnah, is it dependent on the first law of this Kedushas Aretz? Or is it dependent on this demaila of when Eretz Yisrael got its special status? So that is a machlokes achronim, that Tashbeis and the Maharit write, The Dasa Tashbeis, the Hadin Shakol Ma'alun Lertzohu Mishum Kiya Mitzvah Satruyas Baretz. The Tashbeis says, it's totally on fulfilling the Mitzvah Satruyas Baretz. Another Achorim didn't say, no, it's just dependent on Kedushas Haaretz. And therefore, this would depend on, so the Meshach Chachma, at first glance, who said that it was Kodem Shekana Avram Es Haaretz, therefore there wasn't a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he seems to be going with the Tashbeitz. Shakol Ma'un Mishum Deha Mitzvah Satru Yisbaretz. And therefore, since at that time, the Mitzvah Satru Yisbaretz didn't apply, Imkein Shaper Kodem Shekana Avram Wa Yomuchuyab Mitzvah Satru Yisbaretz. And therefore, that's why Avram couldn't force Sarah. Others want to say, no, maybe he's going with the other Achronim, the Kafta B'Perach and others. But they want to claim that Kedushas Haaretz didn't begin until the Bris Ben Absarim. So they point out that Shaper Yeshu Kayin Divrei HaMeshach Chachma U'mishum Sheshosh Amo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lechocha Lo Haya Beritza Afilu Kedusha. So either there's always... There's a machokas in the Achronim, whether this halacha of a kol kofin is that it did in mitzvahs atruyas baretz, or a mitzvahs in this the mile of Eretz Yisrael. So you can just answer. So the Meshach Chachma is working with the opinion it doesn't begin until Kedushas Haaretz. Therefore, there was no Kedushas Haaretz. That's why Avram couldn't force. So even if you want to say no, that's dependent even on this the mile, but even that perhaps the mile of Eretz Yisrael. Avram didn't get until the Bris Ben Absarim, and he didn't get it until later, and therefore at that point there was no Kedushas Haaretz regarding the Maila of Eretz Yisrael, Shem Eretz Yisrael, or regarding Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and hence that's the Pshat by Yikach Ezra Masara Yishto, that as the Meshach Chachma calls in the Zohar, Avram could enforce Sarah, but he had to appease her with words in order, because Allah is, you can't force your spouse to leave your hometown. It has to be done, berutz, it has to be done with the permission of the spouse.